Social media now is a totally different ball game. You know, you can't really do anything without boosting and ads. It's really unfortunate because it's different now. You don't have that much communication, and there's just so much sensory overload happening. I feel that personal touch is lost, and it's getting lost, and I'm not.
Kanupriya, it is chilly out here.
Yes, we are in peak winter season. I think it is freezing everywhere, and I am
Yes, it
struggling,
is.
to be honest.
And you know what I crave the most when it's freezing is chocolate, like hot chocolate, cookies, just chocolate in general. It just keeps me warm and excited about the winter season.
I'm craving snuggles. Honestly, I have a velvet blanket, and I just get under it. And I just like make a burrito out of myself, and that is like the best. That's like my favorite winter moment ever.
But what do you
And
have
it's
in
so
your
cool
hand?
because I couldn't enjoy this in Bombay, but I'm like enjoying this in Bangalore. It's
Hey,
like
but
one
I'm sitting in Bombay and it's chilly out here.
of
So I'm sure there's a way to enjoy this time because it's getting cold. I'm putting on my layers, I'm holding that chocolate, and I'm just going with it.
Yes.
Wonderful. Speaking of
I think
chocolate, you know what's
speaking
my favorite place in Bombay, and it has always been. It is a place where we get cookies, and everything else just follows those cookies. And these cookies are something that I have been asked to carry across India, no matter where I travel. My friends always tell me to bring those cookies, so I'm guessing I'm not the only one going gaga over them. The reason I love them is because it brings back a lot of college memories for me. I remember there was a time in college I would come out in the snow, and right outside our library there would be a cart selling cookies, and that gave me such a warm feeling and motivation to kind of go back inside the library. So I would just come out, buy those cookies, and go back in, just adding some yummy stuff to my diet and working further. And just because I just love that memory,
Yeah.
I love ordering cookies from this place. It's called SHM is how we call it, but it's also called
We are Bombay people, that's
yeah.
why.
But it's called the Swedish House Mafia, not the band, guys,
Yeah.
not the band.
And what a cool concept, because only like, you know, the TG that like was really cool at the time would actually get it, you know, like Swedish House Mafia converted to Swedish House Mafia. I think everything about this, the way this community started, is so revolutionary. You know, things that you would just not normally expect have been achieved, like something like using Twitter, Facebook to grow a brand and community in India, to really drive like young customers to purchase, to have like a little nano driving around selling your stuff.
I know, it's like the OG, if you know, you know vibe. Like everyone who knew cookies knew there was a nano going around selling the best cookies in town.
And I love it. It was sort of like our urban ice cream man, you know? So it was really exciting to chat with Neha because this brand is so close to my heart and also to my gut, which is more important maybe than my heart. But cookies, eating cookies, ordering cookies, having like that soft, chewy sensation in your mouth, the little chips that melt, that's such a like moment, I think, for
She
anyone
uses the
who
most
experienced it.
phenomenal chocolate. I just love the taste of the chocolate. I don't know where they source it from, but it's amazing.
Maybe you guys can help us out. Maybe you guys can help us and let us know where we can order these chocolates in case we want to bake at home. And let us also know your cookie recipes, your favorite cookie recipes in the comments. But in the meantime, while y'all are like figuring baking, let's chat with Neha because she already figured it out. So today on the podcast, we have someone who's really special because I have one of my best brand interactions with her brand. So we have Neha Sethi from Swedish House Mafia. For those of you who don't know, she makes the most scrumptious, delicious, decadent cookies. And And I think she was the one who really made me start appreciating cookies, because before this I'd always had sort of those homemade Indian cookies, which were like biscuits or Jim Jams, hide and seek, things like that. Or I remember that there was this tin of cookies that used to come, which used to be those imported cookies, and then the cookies would get over, but the tin would last forever. And I'm sure everybody has this experience, so you know which cookies I'm talking about. But Neha taught me, you know, like what one cookie can really be like, you know, that one nice, soft, melty, buttery sort of cookie. And when I first discovered her brand, I was in college in Bombay. I studied at HR. I was a BMM student. At the time, we were studying like marketing, marketing practices, things like that. And then we discovered there's this really cool like van that you have to find, and it goes to like various areas at various times, and it's giving you these amazing cookies, but you have to like find the van. Like, you know, you have to search it. It's like a treasure hunt and a game, and discover where the van is going to be today. You have to like, you know, be there on time. Sometimes it sells out, so you need to be there before the van. It was like our whole class was sort of like obsessed with it. And then we were also studying marketing, so we're like, wow, like this is like guerrilla marketing happening right in our neighborhood, because in all our case studies you always see Red Bull. Red Bull is like the guerrilla marketing example, right, in any standard textbook. But we were so impressed that someone like homegrown right in our neighborhood outside our college is doing guerrilla marketing. We realized much later that what you were doing was like this actual like marketing tactic. We're just so obsessed with it because we thought it was so cool, and there was this whole aspect of scarcity that you created, and there was such to like go get the cookies. It got to a point where people would be like, you know, announcing on our group, like, you know, the van is gonna be here today. It's just really cool, man. Like how, like I'm really curious, like Neha, firstly, kudos for like everything
Thank you.
accomplished from the days when, you know, we were still figuring out how to know where the van is going to be on what day. To the point that I remember asking one of my friend's moms, who said she knows you, if like you know, if we can get an in on these cookies. Suddenly having, you know, presence almost in every major city in India, having a consistent product, delivering a brand promise, building a brand, it's been an incredible journey. And the cookies still taste the same. So that I feel like is a huge achievement on your part also. So I really would like you to, you know, introduce yourself, give us maybe a little bit of a background, and also tell us, you know, how you came up with this concept of the van, man. Like it's puzzled me for like a huge part of my life now.
You got me all teary-eyed thinking about those days. It's been almost 10 years now when I started the van, actually. It was April 2013, and we're in Jan 2023, so it's like way back when. But yeah,
It's
it
a
was
plan that I will never forget, honestly. Really, it's
Thank
such a huge impact on my college life.
you. No, it was a huge impact on me also. So let me give you a quick background. I also studied here. Then I went abroad. I went to the States for to university. I was there for 4 years, and I've always had a sweet tooth. I've had a sweet tooth since as long as I can remember. I was a chubby kid. I used to help my mom in the kitchen when she had dinner parties. I would be helping her with the dessert, not with any of the food, but with the dessert, because she knew I would be interested in that. I remember a time when I went to the States. I think I was 10 years old, and we had these cookies, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is amazing. And this is when I was 10, right? And I come back, and of course, you have nothing like that in Bombay. And I'm, you know, still remembering this cookie I had at 10. And when I go back for university, I'm surrounded by cookies, and I'm like, shit, this is like amazing. Then I come back after 4 or 5 years, and I'm like, again, there's nothing like this in Bombay. So then I start baking, and I'm feeding myself, and then I make extra, so I feed my friends. And after a point, they're like, you know what, this is so good. You don't get anything like it over here. It's only Indigo Deli that makes your fresh baked cookies. Everything else is a biscuit. You should really think about doing something. I said, no chance. I've got a degree in finance. I can't just start a bakery. So one of my friends suggested, and you know, social media was picking up back then. Instagram wasn't even a thing. It was Twitter and Facebook, and there wasn't like boosting and ads and anything. It was just very organic 10 years ago. So he said, you know what, just send it to the bottom of the road, and I'll post it on my Facebook and my Twitter, and I promise you 20 random people will come and buy your cookies. And this was just so like nonchalantly said during dinner. I said, okay, maybe okay, why not? You know, I'm anyways making 20, I'll just make 50 cookies. So we tried it out in Bandra one time. time. And it worked out. Like 20 random people actually bought the cookies. I'm like, oh my God, this is...
You had a start and you sold them in Bandra, like just on the street.
Yeah, like in my Nano, which so the Nano was actually a wedding gift from our friends. And it was just sitting there and I didn't have a cycle to send the cookies on. So I was like, okay, small, cute car, let's send the Nano. And it really like, he posted about it. He sent it to a couple of friends. They posted about it. And you know, people really liked it. And, it, you know, this was supposed to be something that I figured, like I was doing while I figured out my actual professional job that I was actually going to do full time. But because I hadn't figured that out, I said, okay, let me try doing this till I figure that out. I'll do it once in 2 weeks, you know, when I'm like bored or whenever I feel like baking. But the demand was so much, like in the first couple of weeks, only everyone was like, okay, when's it next? When's it next? And there was so much open communication on these social media channels back then, on Facebook and Twitter, you know, it was constant, like, okay, please. So then I made it very interactive. I'd start asking the followers that where should I send the Nano? Like, and then I, you know, there used to be polls at some point, like, okay, should I send it to Bandra? Or should I send it to Lua Parel? Yeah. And then people used to vote and I'd sit and count up all the votes and then that's where I'd send it because that was just easier than me racking my brains as to which area should I. Right. So it was very, very interactive, which was amazing. You know, I got to hear from people firsthand. It was fun. At one point, I did a meme competition. I said, whoever sends the funniest meme will get like free cookies. And that was amazing. I actually have some of them still. So it's pretty cool. And that's literally how it just snowballed into something that was supposed to be once in 2 weeks to something that was twice and thrice a week. And it just there wasn't much. Yeah, I mean, eventually, yeah, of course, the chase of it and the scarcity of it and all of that helped. But that's literally how it started, over a dinner conversation, a dinner table conversation. So, yeah.
And so just the response inspired you, sort of, your like...
Yeah, it really did, because I did not expect something like this. You know, like I said, once in 2 weeks, but twice and thrice a week was, oh God. And 50 cookies was just not cutting it. Even 100 cookies wasn't cutting it. My guy used to go and he'd be the one doling out the cookies. Right. And Bhaviji, I have to ration it. I can't give more than 2 cookies a person, because then like so many people are standing in line, they won't get it.
I remember this poor guy. I think maybe it's the same guy, but I remember him, and I remember seeing him like just waiting there and thinking, like nothing is there, please jao idhar se.
Oh no. And he decided this on his own. It's not like I told him, you know, like just be particular. He figured it out that, okay, this is not working. Like I can't give one person 10 cookies. This is all him. And he also felt so important. It was amazing. So he was my man Friday. It was him and me baking the cookies together. And it was just, the whole thing was like so crazy. We'd discuss it at home and we'd just be in shock, like what is going on with this city. It was just a lot of fun back then. It was really cool.
And was it like a conscious idea that you had, like to use social media, create these platforms, you know, to like market yourself in such a way, or did that just organically happen?
No, so the plan was definitely always social media, because that's how I started, right? My friend said, put it on social media and I'll have people there to buy your cookies. So it was definitely completely based on social media. This brand has come up because of social media. It wouldn't have worked otherwise. The interactions, the communication, the you know, the suggesting of the place and the time and this and that was all because of communication on social media. Yeah,
and
this
is not a sort of community changed, you know. Of course, back in the day, it was definitely like a community that was running to these places, and you know, maybe you were more interactive on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. How do you approach it today? What is you know, been the growth for you?
So today, in terms of social media, there's of course been a huge, massive change. Everyone, cookies, first of all, like you had said before, SHM was the one that started these freshly baked, soft, chewy cookies in Bombay, for sure, because I know I tried to look for them and I didn't find any. So we definitely, I feel like, kickstarted this whole movement for the cookies, at least. Now you see so many brands doing it. But right. Social media now is a totally different ballgame. You know, you can't really do anything without boosting and ads and sponsoring. And it's really unfortunate, because everyone is just spending money. And I feel like, Everyone's spending the same amount of money, so they're actually just getting the same amount of exposure they would have gotten if, they all didn't spend money. You know what I mean? But it's different now. You don't have that much communication. Your posts don't reach as many people as it did back then, organically. There isn't, and there's just so much sensory overload happening on these social media platforms now that I feel that personal touch is lost, and it's getting lost. And I'm not one of those people, who can constantly post myself, because now it's all about the visuals, right? It's more about
Is definitely
what are you
more
doing.
than
And
visual about the videos and things like this.
exactly, and back then it was just about the texting, so that's easy. You're just putting out messages. But now it's all about the videos, which I'm not the sort of person who can constantly take videos and interact in that sense. So my, of course, the cookies are doing the talking, but it's not the same as having constant interaction from the founders. So that I find is a little bit difficult and quite different from when I started. But and on the other hand, it's just such a larger community. We've reached out to so many more people now. We deliver pan India, so we have people across India, who are being able to access these cookies. We have orders from out of the country as well. People from, say, Australia or Sri Lanka or wherever, they're just placing orders for people over here. Or there are people who are coming from, say, even actually, surprisingly, we have some friends who came from London, and they said, okay, we need to take cookies back for people in London. And I was like, that's
Oh.
crazy. You have Ben's cookies over there. They're like, yeah,
Right.
no, but they want like SHM. So, it's really cool in that sense that it's just expanded. The reach has expanded, and I'm just quite excited and happy about that.
And how do you see this, growing from here? Like, where do you see the community sort of heading? Because it's only, I mean, social platforms, etc., are only gonna, evolve more into
Right.
the aspects that, we've been discussing. For example, it's gonna
Right.
be more about your paid promotions, your videos,
Right.
visuals, things like
Right.
that. So then what continues to drive you towards this community?
So, honestly, that is a difficult question, because sometimes it is literally like, how much are we just going to pay for ads? But no, we are looking. So our in-person stores are still there. We're just thinking maybe to get back that, the lower the supply, increase the demand sort of thing. So maybe scaling back to a couple of stores, but making them experiential. So, people actually want to go there and get their cookies and other products, because it's not that we're just doing cookies, we're doing brownies and tea cakes and almond rocks and premixes, and there's a whole lot of things that are even lined up, which I haven't introduced yet, but they're all in the pipeline. So there's a lot happening in that sense. But I think the end goal, right, we also have retail cookies lined up, so those are hopefully the plan with that is to go internationally as well. So that's the goal as of now, to just make it easily available to a lot of people across the globe, and then we'll just see and take it from there, I guess, one step at a
Interesting.
time.
So are you going international with this now? That's like,
So we had considered it, but currently we're working on the longer shelf life cookies.
products. We had like a Diwali giveaway box, right? So we had some cookies in the box, and the reason we could do that is because you had the longer shelf life, shipping and things like that. It was just easier.
So those cookies are still our freshly baked cookies, which have a longer shelf life because of the packaging. But they're still completely freshly baked, and recommended to eat. The fresher you eat them, the better, right? But they don't go bad or anything. The cookies that I'm talking about are going to have a 9 month shelf life. So they are the types that you'll find at supermarkets and things like that, and can be sent internationally, because even the travel time is okay, they'll still be within that 9 month period. So they're not going to be like our current cookies. The ones we give you are like a soft, you microwave them, they'll be soft and chewy and all of that. But the ones that we're going to do for retail are going to be a little on the crisper side, just because that's what lends itself to the longer shelf life, the 6 and 9 month shelf life. So those will be easier to export and things like that. So
Great. Then you have a huge, sort of expansion coming in here.
yeah, that's the plan.
I want to ask you, a lot of the times we as women founders find that society's expectations of us as opposed to our partners, brothers, etc. It's quite different, you know.
Right.
When you find a female founder versus a male founder, the social responsibilities are so different. The way you're treated is so different.
Right.
Have you ever felt that or faced any hurdles through this process? I also recently got married, and it's just been such a like different, experience to have work and you know, manage everything.
No, I was going to say that, in fact, that in the on the professional front, I haven't faced much, just because this industry is very open to men and women. So it's not, I haven't faced any discrimination in that sense. But then again, my brother-in-law, he does a lot of the operations part of it. So, you know, he's a guy. So if, you know, I haven't been exposed to some parts of the company. So if I would have faced it, I wouldn't know, because he's the one who took over those departments. But in the sense of like you mentioned, the work-life balance sort of thing, it's quite difficult, because you have responsibilities at home. I have two kids, so I have responsibilities for that.
Right.
During the pandemic, there was homeschooling, but the business still had to run. So it was... it was not easy juggling so many hats. It still isn't. So your only hope is, you know, that your significant other steps up. And sometimes, even if they don't realize it, you have to make them realize it. So my husband's been amazing in that sense. I've told him that, you know, it's becoming a bit much for me, so you need to help out with X, Y, and Z. And he's been like, yeah, just tell me what needs to be done, and, you know, we'll do it together. So that's surely been amazing. But, you know, I feel... that's a mindset change which isn't there with the older generation. So I think that's something that they still they're getting used to it a little bit, like, oh my god, why is he doing this XYZ? I was like, but why not? Like, I don't see why the girl has to do it. Why can't the guy do it? Like, why does it only have to be the wife? Like, you know, why can't the husband take over a little bit? I don't see why it is so you know, like, okay, women do this and men do this. I didn't get it. So that's a little bit of a change that the older generation needs to get used to, because the younger generation, which is us, is just like, okay, I've had enough. Like, this is just not flying anymore. It's not going to work.
No, 100%. I feel like, you know, there's definitely this new sort of balance that's coming into couples and businesses and things like that, where you have that space and respect to, you know, achieve things.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we're coming towards the end, so I'm going to quickly ask you a couple of more interesting questions and not so long.
Sure.
I want to know, this year really we're all about like resolutions, okay? So at least making a resolution, if not like whatever that means to you, and like when we say livaste, it means that you're not bound to the resolution, but it's
right.
Sort of having a goal, and then you do your best to achieve it. You know, it's not about achieving the goal, it's just about having a direction in mind, sort of.
Right.
It's like, if I say I need to do like, I need to lose like 80 kgs or something.
Right.
It's about being happy that I still lost 4, right?
Right.
So what is like a New Year resolution that you have and you're gonna like work towards?
So I used to paint a lot actually before, and I feel like in the past few years, just because of work and with the kids and everything, that has sort of taken a backseat. I used to be, you know, like a small painting, for example, last year, it took me 7 months to do, which is like absurd. Like, that's not how long it should take me. But, you know, it was just sitting in the corner, and then I'd be like, okay, I'll get to it. And then, you know, I just had to become disciplined about it and get done with it. So my thing for this year is that, you know, I'm going to take out a little bit of time for myself and do something which I do enjoy, which does calm me. You know, I feel happy when I'm painting. So I've decided that I'm going to figure it out and take out some time every week to paint, no matter what. So that's something I'm hoping to manage this year. Now let's see, like you said, let's see how much I manage to
That's really
do.
cool. Hey man, even like finishing one painting a year is more than zero paintings a year.
That's true, that's true, that's true. So yeah, that's the goal. I've actually carved out some time during the week to do that. Now I just have to stick to
Amazing.
it.
Speaking of you carving out some time in a week, are there any internal rituals that you follow to stay calm, to help you live our stay amidst all the chaos? I know that founder lives are really, really crazy, really hectic. Everyone
Right.
looking for, even like 5 minutes of your time, especially now that you have two kids. So,
Right.
how are you managing to still live our stay and stay calm?
So staying calm, I feel like, it's a little difficult. I would say that I meditate, but I don't like I don't think I would be able to meditate even if I try, because the mind is just working at top speed all the time. I feel like I said, I feel happy when I'm painting. That's when I'm not thinking of anything else. So, but that's the whole production. It's not a 5 minute thing, unfortunately, that I can do. But I do feel happy when I'm reading as well. So when I feel that I just need some me time and a quick pick me up, then I just read my some novel or the other that I have on at hand.
Definitely. Reading is something that I haven't gotten to in a while, and I used to be very voracious as a reader, but I definitely feel like reading is like a little bit of a mental window, right? You can just like go out there and escape for a little while and
Yeah,
discover new ideas, concepts, words,
absolutely.
and then just sort of come back. So that's a really beautiful way to like have some chill time to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and with that, I think we're gonna wrap up. Thank you so much for all your time and sharing these lovely anecdotes with us,
Course.
sharing your community idea with us, how the evolution of Swedish House as sort of a cult cookie brand. It's been crazy, and kudos to you. I feel like, onwards, upwards. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys somewhere in maybe at Trader Joe's or
That would be amazing. That is
having
quite the
food. And yeah, I'm excited for where you take this. I'm excited for the community. I'm excited for all the sweetness that you've been bringing into the world.
Thank you.
And yeah,
Thank you
thank
so
you
much.
so much for taking the time
Oh,
and talking
definitely. No
to me.
problem.
Yummy. That's what this conversation was all about. Just yum. It is making me crave cookies and a lot more. Can't wait to get my hands on. I'm going to just order it right now from Swiggy. And hey, Swiggy reminds me there is Swiggy Minis now, and Asna is on Swiggy Minis.
Honestly, I'm loving the way we have cookies and Aste on the same platform because I never thought that would happen. I think India's just going places, Every corner that you look, there's some kind of cool innovation, there's something happening everywhere. I'm so excited to see not just where Aste goes in the future, I'm just excited to see as a community country, where this is headed.
Yeah, I am also very excited to do more of the kind of gifting hampers that we did. Diwali and Christmas hamper both had something sweet from Swedish House Mafia. And I think that's a beginning of something very, very big. That's the beginning of a lifestyle that truly tells everybody to live Aste, that it's okay. Get your sweet tooth on, girl, and wear Aste and take it easy.
Everybody, I think, has enjoyed having Aste, wearing something comfy, snuggling on the couch, getting their Swedish House Mafia cookies out of the gift box, and living it up this holiday season. And I can't wait for us to see where, both Neha goes with her community and where our tribe is headed.
So join the tribe if you haven't already. There are various different ways to get involved with the tribe. You can come to one of our ambassador programs and attend yoga events, or come dance with us at one of the Bandra studios. You can find all the events on aste.com. And just follow us on Instagram if you wanted to stay updated and not make the effort of finding out what's new, because we're very, very active there. Until next time, see you, tribe. Bye-bye.
Guys, and I'm serious about the cookie recipes. I'm expecting a couple of them at least in our DMs, or just send us cookies, man. You have our office address. We'd really
It's on Google. Send us
appreciate
cookies. Send us cookies.
it. We'll give you a shout out for your cookies.
All right, bye.
Tune in soon. See you next week.